Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. For years, I improvised a new bedtime story for my children every night. Now, we would like to share the recordings of the best of those stories with you. I hope you enjoy my Stories for Wonderful Children.
Gertrude had bread with butter on it, toast to be exact, every morning for breakfast. She had a number of different kinds of bread around the house, and she liked some of them better than others. On Monday she had a thick black bread with small caraway seeds in it. It was called a pumpernickel, and she toasted it. But it was so dark that you couldn't tell whether it had been toasted or not. She spread it lightly with butter and ate it, with much smacking of her lips and a large glass of orange juice. On Tuesdays, she had rye bread. She liked to toast that just lightly and barely touch it with the butter. It was extra delicious. On Wednesday, she had wheat bread. That she liked to toast medium and put a medium amount of butter on. Thursdays was miscellaneous day. She had a piece of toast made out of whichever bread she had the most of lying around. Friday was usually cinnamon bread day. But one Friday morning, Gertrude woke up, and there was a plate on the table with a piece of bread already spread with butter. It was a dark, delicious bread. She thought maybe it was zucchini or carrot bread, but it was sweet and yummy. It was warm, but not toasted. Thought Gertrude. Why did someone come into my house and make me bread with butter on it? She looked around the house. She looked under her bed. She looked in the stove. She looked in the cabinets. She looked in the bathtub to see if some bread with butter maker was hiding somewhere in the house, but despite a thorough search, she found no one. The next thing that she decided to do was that she thought that clearly this was a sign that this was to be a special day, and so she decided to take the day off her work as a librarian. She called in and told them that she was taking a personal day, and that she would be in tomorrow for the library's Saturday hours. She decided to take a long, hot bath after she'd had her bread with butter. And she did. And it felt so good that she almost fell asleep, which is a dangerous thing to do in the bathtub. Anyway, she took a long bath, and after it was finished, she put on her favorite dress and decided to go for a walk. Now, she normally went for a walk every morning. She walked to the library, but she didn't have to work this morning, so she decided to walk elsewhere. She decided that there was a new park nearby called Elby Park, and Elby Park was sort of a marsh wetlands kind of park. There was a walking trail along it, and Gertrude had heard good things about it, so she started in the park. There was a single trail that led in, and that trail went along for a little bit. It took about 15 minutes to walk to the first division of the path, and she had to decide to go right or left. Now, if you were Gertrude, which way would you go?
Was there, like, trail signs that said which way goes to what?
Well, if there were, she didn't see them.
Left.
So that's what she did. She went left. And the walkway started to rise up and become a sort of wooden walkway with railings. And she could look down into the marshy water below. She saw interesting things as she walked along. She saw fish. She saw turtles. She saw a small alligator. And then she saw something sitting on the railing of the walkway that surprised her. It surprised her so much she stopped in her tracks and stared at it and blinked a few times. There, sitting on the railing, was a plate. And sitting on the plate was a dark piece of curator zucchini bread. And on the bread was butter. Gertrude walked over to the plate. She looked around. There was no one around. She said, "This is starting to get weird." She picked it up. She sniffed it. It smelled just like what she'd had for breakfast. She took a bite. It tasted just like what she'd had for breakfast. Delicious. And...
I like cinnamon bread with my toasted butter.
So you liked this morning's toast?
What?
You liked this morning's toast?
Yeah.
I don't think we can do cinnamon bread every morning, but we can do it some mornings as a special treat. Where was I? She had just tasted the toast. And after she took a bite of the bread, she took a bite, she said, "Oh, I feel woozy." And she did feel woozy, and she had to sit down, and then she had to lay down, and then everything went black. And when she opened her eyes, there was a peculiar-looking bird standing over her. And the bird said, "Gertrude?" And Gertrude said, "I must be dreaming, or sick, or both." And the bird said, "You're not sick, you're not dreaming. I am a flamingo, and I have been sent by the bread maker to tell you that he needs some books." "Well," said Gertrude, "I'm a librarian. What sort of books does he need?" And the flamingo said, "The bread maker needs some books on wheat, and some books on corn, and some books on grinding flour, and some books on cows, and milking, and butter." "Well," said Gertrude, "that's a lot of books." "Yes," said the flamingo. "When you have them, bring them here, and the bread maker will get them." "All right," said Gertrude. She shrugged and walked back the way she had come, and then walked down the road to the library. The other librarians were surprised to see her because she had told them that she was taking a personal day, but she just told them that one of the personal things that she had to do required the library. She went and she got all the books that this bread maker had asked for, and she put them in a backpack, and she hiked off out of the library after checking them out. And walked back to the park. She walked back along the path and she took the left-hand turn, and she soon stopped at the spot that seemed right. And she put down the backpack and she said, "Okay, I'm here." And she was looking down the path as she said it, and all of a sudden there was a man with curly brown hair walking towards her along the path, which was strange because she hadn't seen him approach, but he was already quite close. He walked up. She didn't even need to ask if he was the bread maker, because just breathing in the air near him, she could smell those sort of warm, yeasty smells of dough. And she said, "I brought your books." He smiled and said, "Thank you." And so she gave him the books, and he handed her a loaf of bread. And she said, "Thank you." He said, "I'm going to do some reading. When I'm done, I'll return these books." "Yes, please," she said, "3 weeks until they're due." The bread maker said, "Okay." She said, "What are you going to do with all these?" And the bread maker said, "Well, I've always made my own bread, but now I want to grow the wheat and the corn and other things for ingredients and learn how to grind it up myself." "Oh," said Gertrude. "Well, thank you very much for the yummy bread that you gave me."
"What kind was it?"
"Yes, that's what she asked." She said, "What kind of bread was it?" And he said, "It was pumpkin bread." And she said, "Oh, it was delicious." He smiled and said, "Thank you."
"What kind of bread did he give her?"
"Oh, you mean the loaf?"
"Yeah."
"He gave her a loaf of wheat bread with rosemary in it. It smelled really good." And so then he disappeared. Gertrude decided to enjoy the rest of her walk, which she did very much. She went along the trail for a while longer until it became a big loop and looped back onto the first trail she'd been on. And then she walked back out of the park and she walked home. And when she got home, she put the bread into a bin for the bread, and she got out her favorite book, and she cut herself a slice of bread and toasted it and put butter on it. And she sat down with her favorite book and ate bread with butter while she read. And all in all, she decided that it had been quite a fine day.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.